Okay, today is Daf Yud Tes of Besechtes Bava Basra. Somebody yesterday told me something very interesting. The Bava Basra is such an interesting Besechtes. A very difficult Gemara or an awesome Agarata. Difficult Gemara, a back to Agarata. Like you don't have to go too many days when you have some great Agarata. To throw Agarata today. Here we go. The Mishnah said, "V'lo nevrechas hakovsim." You can't put a laundry pool next to your property line, because the laundry pool is going to damage your neighbor, right? Some Rav Nachman or Rav Aravua. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav Aravua, Lo shanu ela mechmatzim, ha mechmatzim. That's only true if the laundry pool is being used to soak the laundry. Aval min hadnayin, but if you're using the laundry pool to actually scrub the clothing, then dalet amos. Then you have to distance that 4 amos away. 3 tefachim is not enough. 3 tefachim is enough for destroying, ruining the other guy's wall, or his property, or the bar, or whatever that could be. But if we're talking about actually scrubbing, you have to be 4 amos away. Why? Rashi says, because it's splashing. When you, so 4 amos is the shear. Tanya Nami Hachi, Nevrechas Hakovzin, when you're the pool of the laundry pool, Dalet Amos. Has to be 4 amos. Ay, Vanan Tanan, Gimel Tvachim. Yeah, but our mission says Gimel Tvachim. We're talking about 2 different kinds of laundry pools. If it's for laundry, if it's for just soaking the laundry, that's 3 tefachim. But if it's for the deeper one, you need 4 amos. Not the deeper one. The scrubbing, then you need 4 amos. Vikad Ramila Mirmi. There were others that had this whole Torah as a kasha. Tnan, our Mishnah says, Nibrachan Akosin Gimel Tvachim, that our Mishnah says that for a laundry pool you have to distance it 3 tvachim. Ay, Vatanya Arba Amos. But if a bride says 4 amos, Amar of Nachman, Amar of Avu, lo kasha, not a kasha. Kamen on Mechmatin, Kamen on a Dayin. It depends if you have the laundry pool for soaking the laundry or for scrubbing the laundry. Reb Chiya Breda of Avya Masni La Behedya, he said that Beferish. Ella im kein hirchak misfat ha mechmatzen la kotzel gimel tvachim. If you have a mechmatzen is just a soaking pool. If you have a laundry pool where you're soaking the laundry, then 3 tvachim is enough. And then we know that if it's for the scrubbing, you have to have 4 amos. Okay. Fesad besid. Now, if you go back to the Mishnah on Yedayin Amid Aleph on the bottom over there. There were two cases. First, the first thing was the Mishnah said a person shouldn't dig a pit next to the thing of your friend or a cave or right or any of those things or a laundry pool. El im kinhechem mikotzel v'chaver shloshes tvachim. We have our Mishnah visod besid, and you also have to line it with tar with pitch. The next one says marchikim es hagefes es hazevel es hamelach es hasid ves hasloim. You have to distance refuse and all that stuff shloshes tvachim. Then, if you look at our Mishnah has the word O in parentheses. O sod besid or and sod besid? Which one is it? Is it either or by that case, or is it and? So that we don't know. That's the Gemara's question over here. Ibailahu, vis sod besid tanan? Is it and? In other words, besides this thing, you also have to line it? O, or dilma, O sod besid tanan? Maybe it's or. How do you know? What's the answer? So Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Tanan, we learned pshita devisar besid Tanan. It's obvious that it's and. Why? Wait a minute. Another more. 1 minute. So if we go back to the Mishnah. 1 minute. One second. Now I don't understand the Gemara. Because the Gemara says as follows. It's obvious, pshit, it's obvious that visod besid tanan. That it's obvious. Oh. No. What? Right. No, I said oh in English. O-H. Oh. No, it doesn't make sense now. I don't understand it. The Gemara says, "Pshit, it's obvious the visod besid tanan. It's obvious it's and. Why? The e sod gadayatach the o sod besid tanan. Because if it's or, the other case of the Mishnah already has or. So therefore, im kain, that this is also or, then larvinhu v'lisninhu. Why doesn't it mention it in one? Why isn't the whole thing wrapped into one? In other words, the Mishnah's you're not allowed to put A, B, and C next to a wall unless your distance is three tvachim, and or you line it. Next halacha, you're not allowed to put A, B, C next to a wall unless your distance is three tvachim or you line it. Or does the Mishnah say it like that? So say you're not allowed to put A, B, C, D, E, F next to a wall unless you put the three tefachim away or line it. By the fact that Mishnah gives you A, B, C, then D, E, F, it's obvious that one's and one's or. Obvious. Otherwise it would have been all said in one shot. Says the Gemara, not necessarily a raya. The Gemara says, No. Dilma Mishum Delo Dami Hai Hezekah La Hai Hezekah. No, you know why the Mishnah broke them up? Because the causation of the damage is different. The Resha, in the Resha, Hezekah, the Metuna. The damage is caused by water, by moisture. That causes damage. Water damage, we say, is one of the most worst things that can happen in someone's house, right? Water damage, it's the worst. Seifa, the other things mentioned, is Hezekah Dehavla. That's a damage caused by heat. That doesn't mean really heat. What it means is it's not moisture damage. Salt, or these types of things. Right? That's refuse. That's not damage caused by water or moisture. Different kind of damage. The Gemara calls it Havla. What does that mean, heat? It doesn't really mean heat. It means some certain types of erosion caused not from moisture. So they call it Havla. Right? The two are totally different. There's nothing to do with each other. So therefore, even if it's going to have the same lashon, it'll break. The Mishnah would have broken it up. So it's not a raya either way how you read the Mishnah.
Tashma, let's try to bring a raya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says this somewhere else. Sela habab yadayim.
If you have a field where you can, it's so soft that you can plow, you can dig with your hands. You don't even need a shovel. It's so soft.
So zecho for bor mikan, zecho for bor mikan. You dig your pit. The neighbor will dig it. I think we had this already yesterday. The neighbor will dig his pit. Zemacher gimel tvachim v'sad besid.
This one puts it three tvachim away. V'sad besid, and he also has to line it.
Zemacher gimel tvachim v'sad besid.
And the other one has to distance it his three tvachim from your wall and also line it.
Now, time of the whole reason is to babi yadayim
because it's so soft that you can even dig without a shovel.
Ha, lo babi yadayim.
But if not, if it wouldn't be so soft, lo, you wouldn't necessarily have to do both.
So the Gemara says, no, not true. Hu adin da afagav de lo babi yadayim. Nami sod besid.
No, not necessarily true. Even if it's not so soft, you still would have to do both.
Ay, u babi yadayim is trichalei.
Why does the Mishnah tell me, why does this Brice of Yehuda tell me such a strange case of it's so soft, to teach you an unrelated halacha.
So I would have thought, kivin de babi yadayim,
since it's so soft that you don't need any shovel.
Liboy rucha tvei,
three tvachim is not enough. It has to be distance more than three tvachim. Kamash malan, not true. Three tvachim is enough. But don't try to infer from here that only here you have to have both. You have to have both by everything.
Okay. Marchikin es hagefes, v'es hazevel, v'es hamelech, v'es hasloim.
Tanan Hasa, we learned over there, over where? We learned in Masechta Shabbos. All of a sudden, out of left field, we're going to bring up Masechta Shabbos. There's such a thing in Masechta Shabbos called hatmana. Hatmana means to insulate a pot, so that before Shabbos, you insulate the pot. This is one of the things you're not allowed to do on Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos. You can't have a pot insulated. Why not? Because we're afraid that if you...
Rashi says... where is the Rashi? The Rashi is... way up on top. Bamet Tomnin, way up on top. Rashi says, Ein Tomnin, you're not allowed to insulate es hachamin b'Shabbos.
You're not allowed to insulate a pot with water, hot water on Shabbos.
The Amr Rabbanon, the Atzal HaHatman B'davar HaMosif Hevel.
You're not allowed to, only if it's Mosif Hevel.
The Hasam Mefarish Taima Gzeir Shem Yatman Beremet.
Maybe you will come to, if you're using it on its Mosif Hevel, you'll come to use some kind of coal, and you'll play with the coals to get them going, and you'll be over the issue of causing a fire to be ignited on Shabbos or extinguished. if you put out the coal over here and you light it over there. So because of those reasons, the Rabbanan asered hatmana. Only something different that's motzit hevel. If something keeps the status quo, it's not in the gzeira. So, we have a Mishnah of certain things that are motzit hevel. And the Mishnah, the list of the things that are motzit hevel, are almost the same things that are motzit hevel, that cause you to distance your bar in our Mishnah. So it's a little bit of a similarity. Even though Hilchot Shechinim and Hilchot Shabbos pretty much have nothing to do with each other, but there's one idea where they're a little bit related. Why? Because the Mishnah says over there in Shabbos, "Bamet tomnin or me'ain tomnin." What could you yes do at mana, and what could you no do at mana? So ain tomnin, no at mana, lo begefes, not with refuse from grapes, lo bezevel, not with fertilizer, lo bemelach, not with salt, lo besid, not with lime, lo bechol, not with sand, ben blachin, ben yivation, whether it's wet or dry. Now our Mishnah is almost the exact same, except for one difference. How come over here, Tiktani Slaim, it uses Slaim, which we said were like broken up rocks, flintstones, right? Vloktani Chol. Our Mishnah doesn't say anything about sand. How come over there in Shabbos, Tiktani Chol, it mentions sand. Vloktani Slaim. Doesn't mention anything about the flintstones, or not? So, Amar of Yosef, you know what Yosef answers? Lefisha ain't darkin b'nei adam l'ha'im b'slaim. That's not, people don't use that. People don't normally use flintstones as a tool, as a vehicle for hatmana. Even during the week they don't do that. Nobody does that. So why should they mention the measure sign? Nobody does. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abaya, v'chidakin shal b'nei adam l'ha'im b'gizei tzemer, u'l'shana shal agaman. What, people use strips of wool? Right? Gizei tzemer is wool, and l'shana shal agaman are strips of purple wool. People use that for hatmana. You ever see someone using rags to insulate a pot? You never see such a thing, right? The Tanya, like we learned, tomnim begizei tzemer. You're allowed to use gizei tzemer, shearings of wool, ubetzifei tzemer. Other times, the shearings of wool, uloshana shal agaman, ubemuchin, and also what's muchin? Tufts, right? They ain't metaltalin or something. But you're not allowed to touch any of that because it's all muksa. Right? It's muksa. Why is it muksa? It serves no purpose. So, you can have the hadmana going from before Shabbos, and it's surrounded, and it's insulated in tufts, and when Shabbos comes, you have to remove the pot, and the tufts will fall off on their own. But you can't move the tufts. Fine. Very good. So, people do that. Elam Abaya. Abaya says no. Yagid alav re'ehu. It's a pasuk in Eov, which means, your friend will tell you about it. What does that mean? That means, you're right, we don't mention everything under the sun in one Mishnah, we don't mention everything under the sun in the other Mishnah. Whatever's not mentioned here, we'll learn from Masechet over there, and whatever's mentioned not mentioned over there, we'll learn from over here. What, every time we say something in the Torah, in the Shas, we have to mention everything? A laundry list? No! We meant some over here, some over there. That's a bias answer. Amar Abaya, Yagid Alav Riehu. Tanahach Slaim here mentions flintstones. V'hu adin l'chol. Here in Masechus Baba Basra, talking about neighbors, it mentions flintstones. Hu adin l'chol. No, same thing about sand. Sand's also on the list. No, but it's included. How do you? Because it's something that's most of hevel. In Masechus Shabbos, it's most of hevel. So if it's most of hevel regarding Shabbos, it's going to be most of hevel and ruin my neighbor's property. So same thing. Tanahasam chol. It says over there by Masechta Shabbat that you can't use sand to be Moshe Hevel. For the slime, same thing about slime. You can't use that either. How do you know? Because it's something in Baba Basra which can ruin my neighbor's property. So I don't have to mention everything, but both, not a kasha. We normally would assume that the Mishnah is much more precise than Abai is giving them credit for. Much of what we normally would assume. Did we ever have an answer like this before? We've been doing this for 5 years, 4 years, four plus years. Did we even have an answer like this? But the mission is imprecise, and whatever it says here, you can learn over there. You ever had a mission like that? I don't know if you have an answer like that. Rava's not going to like it. Amalei Rava. I yagid alav re'ehu. What Rava's going to say is something we do have sometimes. If it's true that whatever it says in one place, you can learn from the other, then wouldn't it have made much more sense than lisninhu kulu b'chada, the entire list should have been mentioned in one of the two places. The list nichad de minayhu b'idach, and one other item should have been mentioned in one or the other places. V'hu adin le'idach, and then we can learn everything out from each other. So this Mishnah should have mentioned everything. The one in Shabbos, let's say, should have mentioned one item. And then we'll know, whatever it says by one applies to the other. Why do you have to go, why do you have to mention Zephas twice? And Zevel twice? Why? That's extra words. Ella Marava. No, that's not the pshat. Hasam Hainu Taima Delokatani Slaim. You know why it doesn't say Slaim by Mishnah Shabbos? That Slaim is a vehicle, is a tool of Atmana. You know why? Mishum the Mishtachile the Kedera. Because it ruins pots. Not that it's not a derech. The derech here, okay, people don't. Why don't they? It's expensive. Well, you have nothing else, you'll do it. Here, if you have nothing else, you won't even do it. You have nothing else, you're not going to do it. Why? Because you put the two things on the scale, it gets outweighed. What gets outweighed? It's going to ruin the pot. It's not that it's an expensive item, I don't want to waste my cotton, so I won't. No, okay, you have nothing, no other choice, I'll use the cotton. Here, you would not use stone. Why? It's going to ruin the pot. You know why sand's not mentioned? Why? You know why? Mishum de mechame michayim umekari kurer. Sand's very different, very, very funny. If it's hot sand, it ruins, and if it's cold, it doesn't. We're only mentioning things in the Mishnah that always ruin. Zephet always ruins. Zevel always ruins. Sand, it depends. If it's hot sand, it's like a thermos. If it's hot, it keeps it hot, and if it's cold, it keeps it cold. That's not always damaging. So therefore, it's not on the list. Vatana Rav Hoshea Chol. Yeah, but Rav Hoshea had a brisa that did have sand on the list. So Hasan b'matuna. That's talking about wet sand. Satana didan nami listening v'lukna b'matuna. So I didn't Artana mention sand and say it's talking about wet sand. Wet sand somehow is always damaging. Hatani la amas mayim. We already have an amas mayim in the list. An amas mayim is an irrigation canal. How is that different than wet sand? Or wet sand ruining? Same thing. So Gemara says, "Atumilo p'toni amas amayim p'toni nebrechas hakvusin." What do you mean? We have an amas amayim, a canal. We also have a laundry pool. We're talking about things that are damaging because of moisture. But those two are on the list. So Gemara says, "No, hanu tzrichi." Those have to be on the list. Why? The etana amas amayim. If it only would have had a canal, mishum de kvia. The canal is built into the field. That's not moving. Those canals can't move. They're irrigating the field. Aval nevrachas akvusin t'lo kviya emelo. Nevrachas akvusin. Who said it has to be over here? Who put it over there? It's not a fixture over here. The amas amayim are fixtures. They're not moving. They have to. They're placed in such a way to give maximum irrigation. They can't move. A laundry pool. So put it over there. So I would have thought that's not damaging. You know why? Because it's going to get moved. The etana nevrachas amayim akvusin. If it only would have mentioned the laundry pool, I would. You know what? We should have the kavi v'kaimi. Because it doesn't move. The water doesn't move. The water doesn't move. It's in this pool with this dank, disgusting water that we use to clean clothing, right? It's this foul water. It's sitting there. It's sitting there collecting mosquitoes. That's all it's doing, right? That's damaging. Aval amas amayim, but water flowing, beautiful water flowing in and out. Maybe not. That's not, maybe not damaging. Low. Maybe no. Well, Tzvicha, that's why it's in the list. Why would sand be on? Why would wet sand be on the list? Wet sand? That's included in either one of these two, so it's irrelevant. Therefore, it's not mentioned. Okay? Okay. Next. Then, the Mishnah said, Marchiki des hazroim des hamacharesha. You have to distance seeds and a plow. So the Gemara wants to know, why do you have to mention both? If you have to distance it from seeds, how you get it? Of course you have to distance a plow. Right? A plow, yeah, and seeds not. So, Zroyim, Tevelim, Shemacharesha. What do I need seeds for? If I can't plow in there, of course I can't plant in there. So the Gemara says, no, but my pelas yot. We're talking about you're going to put seeds in without a plow. Just throw seeds in. So the Gemara says, Macharesha, what do I need a plow for? Tevelim, Shem, Zroyim. Learn out, I can't put seed there, I can't plow there. So the Gemara says, no, but Chorish Lilanos. We're talking about you want to plow trees. What do you mean plow trees? So Rashi explains, you plow next to the tree. You don't plow a tree. You plow, it's nothing to do with seeds. You have an orchard, and you plow next around the tree to give the tree some chiyus. Helps the tree grow better when you plow near the tree. That you're not allowed to do also. V'tebeglei mishum maya. But wait a minute, if I can't have water there, I'm not allowed to put water next to the edge of my property. Of course I can't plow and plant. How's anything going to survive? So tana be'eretz Yisrael koi. No, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael. That you don't need mayim, because it's a bracha from Hashem. Ditziv,
like it says in Devarim, Lamatar Hashemayim Tishtemayim.
So I don't need to bring irrigation canals. It's beautiful Eretz Yisrael.
Lememra, do you mean to tell me Dizroyim Litzdadin Kamishtarshi? That you can put roots, you can put Zroyim seeds sideways?
Is that what you're telling me?
V'hatnan, but we learned in a Mishnah in Klayim, Hamavrich es hagefen,
if somebody tries to graft a vine, ba'aret, into the ground, in other words, he sticks a, there's a picture there in the art scroll, which I'm not sure that picture helps anything, but if you stick a vine into the ground, now I want to plant tomatoes. So can I plant tomatoes where there's a vine here in the ground? No, that's called Klayim, you're not allowed to do that. But over here, im ein agaba afar shlosh tvachim, if the vine is not deep, three tvachim deep, lo yavizera aleha, you can't plant the seed there. You can't plant tomatoes. V'tani Allah, and we learned over there, aval zoreya es hatzdadin eilech ve'eilech. But I can plant sideways. In other words, if the vine is here, I can plant sideways. I can't plant directly on top. That's a climb issue. But I can plant 1 millimeter next to it. That's not climbing anymore, it's sideways. So what do you see from here? I'm allowed to plant sideways. So why on earth can't I plant sideways by next to someone's wall? So the Gemara says, you're right. Planting sideways, a climb issue, it's not a problem. Amar v'chaga b'shum b'shem Rabbi Yosi b'shtei shemachali din et hakarko umalan afar tichuach. What happens is, because when you plant sideways, the root nourishes the earth. It removes, I'm not exactly sure how this works, I'm not a farmer, it takes away some of the dirt, and the dirt that gets replaced is inferior dirt. In other words, the dirt that gets removed from the neighbor's wall is replaced with inferior dirt, it's going to ruin the wall. In other words, make a redin, if not for this reason, there would not be a problem. Why? Because you're allowed to plant sideways. Planting sideways is not really called encroachment. It's not called encroachment for purposes of klayim. It's not a klayim problem. I plant sideways, I'm not making klayim problems. It should not be a problem. Yeah, you're right. It's a separate problem. The separate problem is, it takes the dirt away. It takes the dirt away, you're ruining the guy's wall. You're ruining his foundation. Okay? Next. V'yasmei raglayim menakosel gimel tvachim. And your amarava barbachana. Really, Mikaradin, you're allowed to urinate on someone else's wall. Well, how do you know that? Here's a pasuk. We're going to reject this. We're going to say you're not allowed to. Because it says, remember, like it says, he's going to cut off, Hashem's going to cut off from the house of Achav everybody that goes to the bathroom by a wall. Meaning, every male. That's what the pasuk says in Malachim. So what do you see? You're allowed to do that. Allowed to do that.
Right?
Right?
Aye. Bananta, our Mishnah says, Esmer Aglayim and Akosal Shosh Tvachim. Our Mishnah says you have to distance, you go into the bathroom, three Tvachim from a wall. What are you talking about? So the Gemara says, no, Hasam Beshovchim.
There, what our Mishnah asks is, you have a big pot. And you collect the pot of Merak Layim, and then you spill it out over there. That you're not allowed to do. But if somebody needs to go to the bathroom, they're allowed to. It's a pasuk in Malachim.
We can skip the parentheses because it says the exact same thing. Tashma, wait a minute. We have a braisa that says, Lo yashin adam mayim b'tad kosel shel chaveiro. You're not allowed to go to the bathroom next to the wall of your friend. Ela imkin hechik meno gimel tvachim. Unless you distance it three tvachim from the wall. When is that true? The kosel levinim. If it's a kosel made out of bricks. Aval kosel avonim. But if it's made out of stone, bechdei shelo yazik. You only have to distance yourself enough that you don't damage the guy's wall. Kama, how much is that? Tefach, a tefach. Bishal tsunma, and if it's a rocky area, where anyway it's not going to cause any damage, mutter, it's mutter. Tiyufta, Rav Rachana, tiyufta. That's a tiyufta against Rav Rachana. Why? Because Rav Rachana said you can go to the bathroom by somebody's wall. He didn't give details. In all areas it's mutter. Now we saw a brisa. That's not true. It's only mutter if it's in a rocky area. Otherwise, you got to distance yourself. How much? It depends. But a blanket heter? Nobody says a blanket heter. How can you say it's a tiyufta? Didn't he have a pasuk? Didn't he have a pasuk? So the Gemara says, Hasam,
Hachi Kamar. Here's what the pasuk meant to say. Afilu midi the darke lashtuni bekir. Even something that uses a wall to go to the bathroom. Lo shavkina lahu. Even that I'm not leaving for Achav. Umayniya, what's that? Kel of a dog. Not even a dog from Achav is going to remain. Doesn't mean a person. Doesn't mean a person. It means a dog. So that pasuk is not even a raya for him anyway. Anyway, he's rejected. And you're not allowed to. Why? Because we all know it's urine is it's very, very, has a lot of acid, and it will ruin somebody's wall. And therefore, in the olden days, when they used to go to the bathroom outside, the outhouse has to be at least 3 tefachim away from the guy's wall. Because it is going to damage. Okay. Next. Now that we're discussing walls and stuff, we have a little bit of a detour. Amar of Tuvi Bar Kisna, Amar Shmuel. The halacha is, let's say I have a room and there's a mace in the room. So, and there's a window, a hole in the wall. If the hole is a tefach, at least a tefach big, the tumah will leave the room and go into the next room. That's halacha hilchas tumah, hilchas ahalos. The tumah will escape out of one room and go into another room. As long as the wall or any opening is a tefach by tefach. What if I took something, the window is exactly a tefach by tefach, mamish a tefach by tefach to the millimeter, and I go ahead and I take a book and I put the book on the opening. Now I made it too small, so does the tumah escape? Tumah can't escape. It's not a tefach by tefach anymore. That's what we're going to discuss. So Amar Tuvi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel, Rokik, a cookie, Eino Memayit Bechalon. That will not reduce the size of the wall, of the opening. A cookie takes up some space, so now it's not a tefach by tefach anymore. Doesn't make a difference. The cookie doesn't work. My ear, you rockik. Why you telling me a cookie, afilu ava nami, even a fat piece of cake. I'll just pick a tiny little cookie. Any piece of cake, any fat cookie is not going to reduce the space. Why want to reduce the space? We'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says, you're right. Of course you're right. Lami bayik amar. I didn't have to tell you that. Lami baya ava. I didn't have to tell you that. Of course, a piece of cake is not going to reduce the size. Kivan de ichazile, since it is edible. Lo mevatale, since the cake is edible and it's going to be eaten, it will not reduce the size of the wall of the opening, and therefore the tumah will still escape. Aval rakik, but a wafer, a little tiny cookie, de ma'is. It's already ma'is, right? Nobody's going to serve that. Cookies from 3 weeks ago from the Kiddush Peshal Shuddas anymore. It's disgusting already. So I would have said, Ema Dimetule Mevatale, that it will become bottle. Nobody's eating that, and it will reduce the size of the hole. Kamash Malan, therefore, it comes to tell you, no, you put that stuff at Peshal Shuddas, somehow it gets eaten. Somebody eats that, right? When it comes to cake and cookies, people eat it. I would think, who's eating that? It's already Moos, and therefore it's Moos, it doesn't exist. And if it doesn't exist, it should not be mevatel, the area of the hole. Kamash Malan, it all told true. Now, v'tepik lei, tahavi ledavar shu makabel tuma. Wait a minute. That cookie is something which is makabel tuma. All food items can be makabel tuma. V'chol davar shu makabel tuma, ein achotzeit. And we have another rule. Anything that's makabel tuma does not prevent the hole from get, does not help the hole get smaller. So what's not makabel tumah? Something that's not a kli, a half a shoe that you didn't finish making, that's not makabel tumah. That would reduce the space, not food. So the Gemara says, mnei tumah? Yeah, so the Gemara answers, shenilu, listen to this answer, shenilu is b'mei peiros. You made this cookie with mei peiros. Mei peiros is not one of the seven mashka. It never was brought to be makabel tumah. Why? It never came into contact with water. Or any of the other mashka. Fruit juice is not one of the mashka. Therefore, it's not makabel tumah. Meisvei, wait a minute. Kasha is as follows. Kupa malaya tevin. If I have a box full of straw, or chavis malaya grogras, or a barrel full of dates, hamunachim bechalon, and I stick that in the window. So now, Rowan, I see. Kal she'ilu yinatlu. If I would remove the box, take the box away, take the barrel away, V'yicholin tevin v'grogus la'abrif ni'atzman. Can the straw or the grogus stay there anyway? Those grogus are jam-packed, they're all sticky to each other. They don't have to be in a kli. Even, they're not going to fall all like a big pile that's going to fall down. They're all stuck to each other. They're stuck in there. I don't need a kli. then you know what? Chotetin. They will act as a chatita. V'imlav, la'en chotetin. If the data is going to just slide away and fall away, that was down the chatita. Now, the Gemara asks, v'tevin chazi levehemto. But straw is animal food. It's animal food. In other words, it's not going to remain there. How can that be chotetz? So the Gemara answers, Visaria, it's already rotten. So the Gemara says, Chazi Latina, but it's good for to make clay, to make bricks. So the Gemara says, Isbe Kotzi, it has thorns in it. And in the olden days, the way they would make the straw, they would stamp on it and flatten it out. So you're not stamping on things barefooted with thorns. Right? Chazi Lahasaka, it's good for firewood. So the Gemara says, no, Vimatuna, it's wet. But Chazi Lehesik Gadol, it's good for a big bonfire. So the Gemara says, Hesik Gadol, lo Shchiach. That's who uses big bonfires. You're cooking in the kitchen. Who do you need a big bonfire for? And the Gemara says, the same thing. Grogor is HaChazi Leh. Grogor is edible food. It's edible. That's going to be removed. So Amar Shmuel, Bishahit Srifu. It's already a worm infested. Vechein Tana Rabbi Maravuo, Bishahit Srifu. And he says the same thing. It's talking about worm infested. All right, so I know this was a very, very straightforward daf. No wonders, no nothing. Just straightforward daf. We will stop over here and we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.